Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What an awful day to be a Bronco yesterday.
It was not a good day.
So there was some good and bad. They released their uniforms for next season. Couple of their commercials were actually pretty good.
I thought the one with the retro Bronco and the new Bronco involved in it, the Ford Bronco, awesome.
Really cool.
Where I stand on that. So and that's pretty cool.
And they are bringing back their retro jerseys.
And the helmets.
The blue helmets with the D on them.
You know what's on that?
Live from the D.
The D on it.
The D.
And then they put out some alternate uniforms.
And they also, I don't know if you noticed this, though, on those retro helmets, it was a little bit different. They actually have John Elway on the side of their helmet now, inside the D.
No, that's still a horse. That's still the Bronco. It was the same one.
Oh, my mistake.
Similar to glance, you'd be like,
right,
it could be Elway. It
must have been the allergies yesterday that kind of got in my way.
It's the same horse it's always been.
It is?
Yeah. The horse was named Elway, but it's still the same.
Okay. That one still. Are you sure?
And then from the D.
And then they put out some new uniforms, an orange and a white and a midnight blue. And I don't know. I'd still rather be in the camp of at least they tried.
At least they tried, right? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no one ever likes the uniforms when they come out, I don't think.
I disagree with that. This is the first time in a while where the NFL has released new uniforms where I went, that's ass.
Oh, I bet fans all the time bitch about them whenever they come out.
But did you see Detroit's last week? Nobody complained about those. The Jets going retro, people love.
I don't think you just haven't seen complaints. I'm guessing there are people that bitch about everything.
Yeah, well,
so every time they come out, they're like, I don't like those.
Right.
I don't like those. Well, they're kind of growing on me. But you start with, I don't like them.
Right.
I didn't hate the Bronco ones, to be honest, but I think they were that great. Their retro one was awesome.
The retro one was phenomenal.
It was literally like, well, that's Denver back in the day. That's the team I hated.
Who's
I wanted to see
the first guy
those.
You think of other than Elway wearing those 77 uniforms, as they're calling them?
Lyle Alzado?
That's the first guy?
Yeah.
See, I go with John Hadle.
Steve Atwater spinning somebody around.
Yeah.
You know?
Carl Mecklenburg comes to mind for me. Remember Carl?
Randy Gratishar?
That's a good one, too, man. Yeah.
So there's plenty.
Nathan, do you know who any of these people are?
Heard of him.
No. What would sum it up?
I know the horse on the helmet.
Yes.
What'd you say his name was?
Elway.
Yeah.
That Elway, guy. Yes. Yeah. Elway. Yes. Elway. But now Carl Mecklenburg will always go down as one of the greats.
So those were the best. Those are the best of the lot. The new ones, I'm like, whatever.
The new ones but look like
I didn't hate them, but I was expecting something more.
Other than the white jersey, blue pants, that's the only uniform combination that they put out that I look at and go, the helmet goes with the uniforms. Because they've got all blues with a white helmet. Doesn't work.
Looks like the Chargers.
No, I think the Chargers look good.
Well, no, I think it copies the Chargers. That's why I didn't like it. I'm like, well, they have a dark blue with a white helmet. Like,
this one just doesn't
pop. It looked like Natron Means.
I don't know.
I didn't like the blue one because I thought it looks too much like the Chargers to me.
Okay. And then the orange jersey, white pants with the blue helmet, I'm like, it doesn't really do that one for me. Like, I look at these uniforms and I'm like, yes, I want something like this for the Chiefs. I do.
At least want an option to hate.
Right. And there's no option to hate. But these Denver uniforms, I thought, other than the retro one and the white jersey, blue pant, blue helmet combination, other than that, I thought they missed the mark. I didn't really like the striping on the side and all of that kind of stuff. And they really don't let you see what the helmet looks like. There's hardly any like side views of the helmet. They're trying to hide the fact that they may
the
not. I don't know what they're trying
Are
to
they
hide
hiding
on
the
that.
D?
They may be hiding the D. Mm. So I don't know. I just thought the uniform release was very, very, very flat yesterday. For Denver, I love the Chargers. I love the Lions. I love what the Jets are doing with their uniforms. I wish we would have a white helmet or a matte black helmet or something different that we could go with.
Kid, you know, just to have debate of we like it or we don't.
Right.
Would be great.
But these Denver uniforms, I just
don't have that.
They much like their franchise over the last 5 years since Peyton Manning, they've missed the mark.
And then it got worse.
It did. Could you think it could get any worse?
Like, wow, if you were a Bronco fan, like, wow, they put out new uniforms, and I guess I like the old one a lot that they're bringing back. And then you traded for Zach Wilson.
Right. Zach Wilson is now your quarterback with like Ben DiNucci and, Skylar White as your like third quarterback. I mean, it's just a really bad threesome there in Denver when it comes to the quarterback. I hope they believe by making this trade for Zach Wilson that they have solved their quarterback problem. I didn't think you could make a trade and get worse as an
Zach
organization.
Wilson, Jarrett Stidham, Ben DiNucci.
Right.
Let's ride.
Yeah, let's go, baby. Bronco country, let's go.
So now where's that put you? I mean, you still have a need at quarterback.
Well, do they think they have a need at quarterback? I hope they, like, I'm not hoping for them, but I'm hoping, like, they didn't go out and trade for Zach Wilson and think they solved their quarterback issues.
But now, even if you traded for Zach Wilson to give him a second chance, you don't have a veteran for him to sit behind.
No.
And you're going to draft a rookie.
Right.
Like, if, say you do go quarterback right away, you're going to draft a rookie who then everybody's going to want to play.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring in a rookie to play ahead of Zach Wilson? Well, that's still awkward,
right?
What's Zach Wilson supposed to learn?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the purpose.
My biggest concern in all of this for how does Ben DiNucci factor in all of this?
Well, he can go back to Dallas. Wasn't he a Dallas?
I think so.
He was a Cowboy.
Yeah.
You can you're once a Cowboy, always a Cowboy.
Oh yeah. Cowboy football. Let's ride.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I feel bad for Ben DiNucci. He could be the odd guy out. But even if they let's say they draft a rookie quarterback, right? Let's say they take Bo Nix, because that seems like the logical guy for the Denver Broncos to take, right? He down in that area of the draft, right? All the good ones will be drafted. Not that Bo Nix is bad. I think he's a good quarterback. But that seems like there's been a lot of smoke with Bo Nix to Denver. You've got Bo Nix, okay? You've got Zach Wilson, you've got Jared Stidham, and you've got Ben DiNucci. Who's the leader? Who is that franchise going to rally around? Because I don't know, other than like Zach Wilson hanging out with everybody's mom, I don't know who is going to be the leader of that group. And in my opinion, if you have a franchise like the Broncos are right now, which is a moribund franchise, you've got a head coach that has had success but currently isn't having success. You need your leadership to be on the field and at that quarterback position. And no matter who you roll out there, the rest of that offense, because it's human nature, it's going to roll their eyes. Like, oh, Bo Nix is going to tell us what to do. Zach Wilson is going to tell us what to do.
Well, Sean Payton's going to tell you what to do, I guess.
But you still need that leader in the huddle that you can look at. Like when it's 2 minutes to go and you're down five and you have the ball at your own 25-yard line because they missed the landing zone on the kickoff. Who's going to lead you down the field and give you a chance to win? Like, who's been in the fire before? Zach Wilson has 33 starts. I think total they have 38 starts in that quarterback room right now in Denver. Zach Wilson has 33 of those. How many of those were quality starts? You know, we talk about that in baseball all the time with pitchers. How many quality starts do you have? How many quality starts did Zach Wilson have in his career?
Not enough to turn anything over to
him. Not enough to say you're the guy.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
So,
I mean, it's so bad in Denver. Benjamin Albright, who's a very good insider that lives out in Denver, tweeted out yesterday. He goes, well, you know, the last second round quarter or the last quarterback or whatever that was picked number two overall that Sean Payton got. And he goes, it was Drew Brees. And he goes, I got nothing.
Yeah.
Like people are trying to spin. There's like no spin on
some of the spin was on Ryan Edwards, who works radio out there. A guy like I go on his show frequently to talk Chiefs and stuff, but he was in full spin zone yesterday. Love this move. Change of scenery for Wilson and an opportunity for Peyton to work with a former number two overall pick. Plus, this gives the Broncos flexibility in the draft and they don't have to operate from a place of desperation on Thursday night. They don't.
They do. Like, that's the point.
They're
like,
picking 12th, and they need a quarterback.
I understand the spin there. Like, it gives him a change of scenery. Good for Zach Wilson. How does that help the Denver Broncos?
I don't know. I don't know if it's good for Zach Wilson. The worst thing that happened to Zach Wilson last year, he had to play. He needs to go somewhere he doesn't play.
Right. But he gets out of New York. He gets away from that area.
But he might have to play again.
He may have to. But I would imagine if you're drafting a quarterback at 12, that guy's your starter, man, because you got Ben DiNucci.
I guess he's going to be technically right, assuming there is any type of suspension for Rashi Rice. We'll get to that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Kligler. Nathan Williams producing today. Adam Schefter, amidst his draft stuff, is predicting the Rashi Rice suspension. Although he's keeping it open-ended, it's like partly cloudy.
Yeah, exactly. This is like a weather report,
or partly
right?
sunny. He says he anticipates at least a multi-game suspension.
Well, that could be two, you know?
Seems so open-ended, doesn't it? At least a multi-game suspension.
Right. It's like me saying, which I have heard, between 0 and 6 games, right? They probably will end up... Here's what happens in all of this, right? The court takes place. You do all that stuff legally, blah, blah, blah. You plead that down. I'm sure there's plea deals they're going to work on or try to work on in the state of Texas. It happens all the time, right, Nathan? You're a lawyer. You understand this is what we do, right? We plead things down, and then we get the levied suspension by the NFL. The NFL will say you're suspended 6 games. They'll appeal that suspension. It'll be somewhere between 3 and 4. Can we just get to the finish line on this? And it may not even happen this year, too. I mean, we may be looking at a suspension in 2025 by the time all of this, you know, gets through the courts and takes place and whatnot. Because, as you know, I don't think the NFL is going to weigh in until there's a determination by a court of law. If a court of law just looks at it and goes, all right, we made a mistake, you know, so the NFL is not going to suspend, I don't think, for something like that until we know what the court of law is going to decide. Now, they could say you embarrass the shield, you get a 3-game suspension or something like that, but I think we're going to let this thing play out. There's no guarantees that this is going to be done from a court standpoint by the time we kick off and hit the landing zone on, you know, September 7th or whatever it is, right?
Yes, at least a multi-game suspension.
Well, no kidding.
I predict something will happen to him.
Yes. I predict today we will see weather.
League. Involving the league.
Yeah.
And the clouds will be out and
yeah,
partly sunny or partly cloudy.
So if this does get done before the season starts, which it could, but who knows how fast the courts are going to work down there in the state of Texas, we're looking at probably, I would say it's safe to say, October before Rashee Rice is back on the team. If this goes according to plan and this all gets taken care of, before the season begins.
Yeah. Okay.
Or we could have him at the beginning part of the season, and all of a sudden the court stuff handles and we miss him for 4 games or 3 games in the middle of the season.
They never seemingly do that, do they? Like the end of, you're out the last four.
Yeah, no, it's, you like, don't normally see that. Yeah.
Rolled to the first,
correct,
the first portion.
First portion of the season.
Would they have something in time?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how fast the courts are going to work on this thing.
Not sure. But I like the open-ended prediction.
Yeah.
Well, at least a multi-game.
Yeah.
So if it's two,
he wins.
Got it.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's one or zero, he loses.
Correct.
But I think it is going to be a multi-game suspension.
Schefter gambling here.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball.
Now, if you set the over-under at three,
well,
or
yeah,
three
then
and a half.
Talking,
yeah.
Then you're talking. I'd go probably over.
Yeah.
Four feels right.
Four feels about right. I feel like it's going to be a 6-game suspension. They're going to play it down to four. Yeah, that's what happens.
Four feels right. Baseball has a problem. I don't think they much care because these things kind of keep popping up, and mm-hmm. they don't really ever seem to do anything about it because the umpires union must be the strongest group ever assembled. Do they like have underground meetings or something and some kind of...
Well, maybe they tell baseball, we'll expose you if you mess with us or something like that.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. So the latest was yesterday's Yankee game in which Aaron Boone got ejected for not saying anything.
Right. For not saying a word. Oh,
for not saying anything to an umpire.
Mm-hmm.
Look, he gets a thumbs up. No big deal. I got.
Aaron, you're done.
Said it, you're gone. I mean, under Wendelstadt is so off base for that.
Well, I'm sure Hunter is saying, okay, somebody in the dugout must have said something, but clearly they did not. Great video there staying on Aaron Boone that gave us a clear indication he did not say a word. He said it was from somebody in the seats.
So the Yes Network had fantastic coverage of this.
Yeah, it was great audio.
As the umpire... Harry Wendelstadt.
Excuse me?
Right? Harvey? Harry? Henry?
There was a Harry, but isn't he Hunter?
Hunter?
I don't know.
Hunter, right? Hunter, yes.
Many a Wendelstadt have called balls and strikes.
Yeah. Hunter.
I mean, if you're a Wendelstadt, what other jobs could you possibly have? Like a Wendelstadt kind of sounds like somebody who sits at the bar all day and drinks beer, like Norm Peterson. A Wendelstadt seemingly sits on a bar stool and throws back cold ones. That's what a Wendelstadt sounds like.
Or they come out and give you Wendelstats.
Yeah. It's the new metric in baseball.
Hey,
the
got a
Wendelstats.
New Wendelstat for you. And they're the Wendels that have a new stat. So Hunter, I'm sorry, yes. Hunter Wendelstadt.
But there was a Harvey Wendelstadt that was his father, right? Or was it Harry?
That's
Harry Wendelstadt?
Harry.
I think there was a Harry.
Harry. So Hunter. Hunter is the kid, whatever.
Live from the D.
He throws out Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone says, I didn't say anything.
And he didn't.
He goes, son of the dug, you're gone.
Yeah.
And doesn't allow any type of... Wait. Let's just sort this out here.
Mm-hmm.
YES Network has fantastic footage. It's a dude sitting right behind the dugout.
Right. You could clearly see the guy
he's
yelling.
He's sitting above the dugout that yells something at the umpire mm-hmm. and turns around and basically tees up the manager and throws him out.
Right.
Can't we just agree to, like, have calmer heads prevail and not throw a manager out in the first inning of a game when he didn't do anything? And you could clearly go back and go, I heard something. It wasn't from your dugout. Okay. It wasn't from the dugout. It was from the stands. Okay. My bad. Mm-hmm. Let's go about your business and play baseball.
When
is that
have
too
you
hard?
Ever heard of an umpire other than Jim Joyce admit that they made a mistake? I don't know if there's a creed that the umpires take, like the Ben Maller oath when you join the Maller militia and you take this oath
to
defend
the
Maller militia. Is there something here where the umpires are not allowed to admit that they made a mistake? Because to me, the real problem, Josh, isn't that he made a mistake. It's that he compounded the mistake with saying, I don't care who said it, you're gone. Basically saying, I don't really give a rip what's going on. I don't care to get the facts right. I am making this call. How many times does that happen over the course of a Major League Baseball game where an umpire subconsciously thinks, I don't care if I'm right or not, this is the call that I'm making. We see it on balls and strikes all the time. And from a fan's perspective, this is where I'm speaking, and I don't really care what people in baseball are going to say or how they're going to spin this one. From a fan's perspective, and really from a human perspective, there is no accountability for umpires in Major League Baseball. And there's no accountability for referees at times people believe in the NFL. But we've never seen a situation like this in the NFL where an official accosts a head coach or a player on the sideline like these umpires are doing. I think they're overstepping their bounds. I think they're utilizing authority that they've been given to an extreme, and I think somebody needs to keep these guys in check because I'm quite honestly tired of seeing umpires upstage Major League Baseball games. We played the calls the other day about how bad the strike was. I mean, first pitch of the game, Ryan Lefevre right down the middle of the plate for a ball. Like, I mean, this is the time now to reel this in. We're not here to watch Harry Wendelstadt call balls and strikes or throw people out of a game. We're here to watch the teams play baseball and not have to notice who the umpires are. But anytime that Angel Hernandez is umpiring games, everybody's anxiety is up. Think about if you're a pitcher in a game and Angel Hernandez is looking at you. It's hard enough to pitch in Major League Baseball. Now you've got to compound that mm-hmm. with Angel Hernandez or Harvey Wendelstadt or whoever the hell is behind the plate. Like we need to get to a point in time where the umpires are not a factor in Major League Baseball games. And it really does start with the automatic robotic strike zone. That needs to be put in play immediately by Major League Baseball, and they need to take that out of the hands of the umpires. And Major League Baseball also needs to tell the umpires, you can't behave like Henry Wendelstadt did there yesterday. You can't behave like that. You can't have that kind of short fuse. You got to make sure everything's going.
Or you're allowed to read. Do it.
Or you're allowed to redo it, right? But you see referees in the NFL all the time. They're over there talking to the coach, trying to figure things out, trying to sort things out.
We can pick up the flag here.
Right. And we see that
can't
happen
we?
In the NFL.
Can we
pick
baseball?
Up the flag? And we go, hey, we made a mistake after further conversation. Like, say what you want about the NFL refs. And I know we don't like Carl Cheffers, obviously. But those guys and gals at least get together and talk about the play. What did you see? What did you see? What did you see? And this guy, you know, in Major League Baseball, Hank Wendelstadt has no interest in getting the call right. And he flat out says that he doesn't care that he got the call wrong. This is what he's going
to
do.
Look, he gets a thumbs up. No big deal. I got.
And we're done.
I don't care who said it, you're gone. That's not the way to do it. And Major League Baseball should be looking at that, investigating that, and levying a suspension on the part of Harvey Wendelstadt, because that guy really royally screwed up, and he needs to be punished for screwing up and needs to be punished for saying, I don't care, you're gone. Your job is to get the call right and to care, not be an over-officious jerk.
Brian Hoke, who covers the Yankees. Home plate umpire Hunter Wendelstedt said he heard something from the area of the dugout, and rather than determine who said it, quote, Aaron Boone is the manager of the New York Yankees and is responsible for everything that happens in that dugout. I don't want to eject a ball player. We need to keep them in the game. That's what the fans pay to see. Aaron Boone runs the Yankees. He got ejected, end quote. Even if you believe that's true, it took 30 seconds to determine there was not noise from the dugout.
Right.
He is responsible for everything that happens in that dugout. It was a dude sitting above the dugout that was a fan.
Right.
Wouldn't have been that hard to turn around and go, who said that?
Right.
And heck, the guy probably would have stood up and go, it was me, man.
Or you just go back and look at the video. We've got replay in baseball for a reason.
Pick up the flag, let the manager manage the game, onward with baseball.
Right.
This guy didn't want any negotiating or discussion or anything. And that the power play is what ticks me off.
Right. Like, that's what ticks me off, too.
They have been enabled to have this kind of power where whatever they say goes, and baseball just has to live with it. You can have dialogue, mm-hmm. and you can get stuff right, and you can also do it without altercation.
Right.
Like this, he could have easily remedied this. This did not come from your dugout. Okay, my bad.
So also,
let's stay
like,
in the game.
I feel like in baseball, we're stricter on managers who do holler at umpires also. In other sports, if it gets out of hand, you know, an NBA coach would get teed up or an NFL coach might get some sort of warning. But a couple times a year we see Andy Reid like lay into the refs. It was the first inning. How much could Aaron Boone have said to make
right.
Hudson Wendelstedt believe?
No, his fuse was that
so
short.
Yeah. Frustrated so quickly. So what if Aaron Boone wants to chirp all game as long as it's not obscene or
right.
personal or like what's the big deal?
What's the big deal is that these guys are given this
leeway to be able to do
and
it.
The leeway to be jerks. Yeah. And that's exactly what it is. And I think Major League Baseball needs to have a come to Jesus with these umpires and let them know that you guys can't do this anymore. The fans are now tired of it. The owners are tired of it. The players are tired of it. The managers are tired of it. We're at a point now where it is a very, I believe anyway, and maybe Major League Baseball players will say differently depending on who the umpire is, but it seems like generally speaking, and I know we're not supposed to generalize a lot these days, but I'm going to, I feel like there's a lot of adversarial relationships between the on-field staffs and these umpires, and we need to get it figured out. And if there are umpires that have these adversarial relationships, then I think Major League Baseball needs to let those umpires go. Like Angel Hernandez trying to sue Major League Baseball a couple of years ago. You're bad at your job. And then you've got Harrison Wendelstedt out here doing what he did yesterday. That's being bad
at
your
job. I like Huckleberry Wendelstedt.
You know, and I'm not saying we suspend the Holden Wendelstedt or anything like that. But what I'm saying, or maybe we do suspend him, not fire him. But there has to start being punishments and announced punishments. Like when a player does something wrong, right, and uses that sticky goo, or maybe uses steroids, or takes cough syrup in the case of Mondi, allegedly. We get to know that these guys are suspended. When Major League Baseball players violate the rules, or when NFL players violate the rules, or if a manager violates the rules, they announce these suspensions. I think Major League Baseball would be better off if we started doing that for umpires as well, because fans believe, because you hear it right there from Hugh Wendelstedt, that he's out there saying, I don't care. Fans hear that, and you're like, man, and especially with gambling involved right now, you can't have that be the attitude of the umpire. It is your job to get the call right, no matter how you get the call right. And they're not interested in that. And that's a black eye for Major League Baseball.
Left tackle is certainly in play. We'll get to it next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back in, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com.
You got to love this song from Dirty Dancing back in the day. I can see Patrick Swayze up there with Demi Moore making that clay pot.
So Brett Veach, speaking late last week, kind of echoed some things that Binkley's been telling us about maybe the depth at offensive line in this draft, that like there's a very top end.
Yeah.
Maybe a little thinner as you move towards the end of the first round. And then, you know, they could probably do what they've done before, which is find guys a little bit later in the draft.
Yeah, exactly. Offensive right. line. Sure.
I don't think there's a pressing need to get offensive tackle at 32.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if that guy's not there.
If that guy's not there, you don't want to overdraft.
But my question throughout the offseason has been, what do they think of Wanya Morris?
Yeah, you've been very consistent with that.
Did not, like, I want to know. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think Andy Reid told us a little bit last week. It was, yeah, he's fine. He needs to go out and work on some things.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully he comes back and he got his feet wet last year, comes back this offseason and proves he can. He can go, not handing him the job at all. And Brett Veach also discussed the left tackle position with Wanya Morris. And it's clear cut. It's not his to lose. Mm-hmm. He ain't won it. And it's up for grabs.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question.
Thank you.
So I think we were really happy with Wanya's development last year. And I think he showed some signs early on in the OTAs that we were really excited about. Continue that growth and maturation process during the training camp. And then middle of the season there, he got an opportunity, some good, some bad. I think Wanya would tell you this. I think if you look at his body of work last year, I think on one end, you're happy that he was able to come in at the pro level and be competitive. It wasn't perfect, but it also was solid play that I think is a good foundation to build and grow on. But he has to come in here with the mindset that, you know, we're going to look to bring in competition and, you know, he's got to come in here and win that position. And I think it's his job to come in and be prepared to win that position. And I think it's our job to go out there and find competition, you know, for that left tackle spot. So, you know, I think that there's a lot of promise in there and there's a lot of ability. But certainly I think, you know, it's our job to bring in some competition there and make him earn that and work for that.
It's interesting. Like, I feel like they want him to be the left tackle, but they're not going to give him that job.
I don't think down
tackle,
on him.
Right? Yeah.
It's just, we're not ready to hand the keys over.
Right. Exactly.
This is not a definitive. This isn't Creed or Trey that, you know, they won the job and they're off and running.
Right.
You're going to have to win it.
You're going to have to figure out a way to go out here and win this
610
job.
Sports Radio, KCSP, Kansas City, WDF, HG2, Liberty, and Odyssey Station.
And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Sometimes you just have to go out there and earn it. I know, you know, it's a different era now, and a lot of people don't like to have to go out and earn things. They just like to have things given to them. And I think they're looking at Wanya Morris, and they're like, you're the leader in the clubhouse. We're not going to tell you that. But you still have to go out there and earn this thing. You have to go out there and bust your ass. Let's see what you have. Let's see how you come back after the offseason. Did you get fat and happy or did you get in shape? Are you ready to go? Are you better than where you were a year ago? Are you better than when you left here after the Super Bowl, right? Are you going to get better at OTAs? Are you going to get better in training camp? Are you going to be good enough to go, you know, for opening day and for 17 snaps? So I think they're going to bring in competition at that spot. And competition is healthy in the NFL, especially at that left tackle spot where we're still looking for the right fit since Eric Fisher left. So I think they would love Wanya Morris to win this thing. I think they want Wanya Morris to win this thing.
Make it better, easier to a certain extent. Like, you already got the guy.
Yeah, you already got the guy, but they're just not going to hand
you're not just getting
the job. And I think that's a good thing, especially in the NFL. You want guys to go out there, and if they're not Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, you want them to have to go out there and earn that job and prove that they are the best person for that. And so I'm excited to see what they do with that left tackle spot and the competition that they do bring in for Wanya Morris and see if he is the type of guy that can go out there and earn this spot, because it sure sounds like they want to give it to him, but they want to make sure that he wants it as bad as they want him to have it.
I can't do it for you kind of deal.
Right.
Because, I mean, yeah, my heart of hearts, like, I would rather he is the guy. You don't have to, okay, we're done.
Right.
We don't have to search for that in the draft.
Exactly.
We don't have to reach at 32. We don't have to try to find something a little bit later that's not one of the, you know, the no-brainer, the Joe Alt no-brainers,
right,
you know, of
right,
the world.
Right, yeah.
And I got to cultivate something a little bit later. I think they can if they you know, they're really good at finding offensive linemen later, but I'd rather that was already done for them.
Yeah.
And you're building depth instead. So we'll see, but it's certainly clearly from the words of Andy Reid previously, the words of Brett Veach here, they're all on the same plan, which is it ain't yours.
Right.
You can make it yours, but it's not right now.
Right. The 816 texted in and says the Chiefs will end up signing David Bakhtiari on a 1 year stopgap. And I look at that and I go, I'm kind of tired of that 1 year stopgap. Like for me, what I want to accomplish.
I don't disagree.
This draft,
that's probably the direction they go this year. That's probably if they get through May.
Right.
And they're like, we're not sure. They'll bring in
some veteran guy.
Yes,
right?
I think everybody would like a longer term plan.
Right, and that's where I am. Like, I want to get to a point. Now I'm getting greedy. I am, and I think we're all greedy now because we want to see this thing continue, and we want to see, you know, Andy Reid in the next 6 years win six championships and put the New England dynasty to bed and let everybody forget about that and read history books about that, but focus on the Chiefs dynasty being the number one thing in all sports. I think right now what I'm looking at and being greedy, I want that left tackle spot solidified. Like, I love the idea of David Bakhtiari on a 1 year deal, but I hate the idea of David Bakhtiari on a 1 year deal. Like, I want my Orlando Pace and I want him now.
This is like me with Mariano Rivera, I guess.
Yeah,
is it a little bit?
Kind of. Yeah. Like I want to go to bed at night and not have to worry about the left tackle. I want to go to bed at night knowing that that spot is solidified and we have nothing to worry about. Because I know all of us, whether you're a diehard or a casual fan, you woke up in sweat, thinking about Orlando Brown on that side of the offensive line and how he was going to screw up, right? Those are the type of dreams I don't want to have. I want more dreams about the pretzel at the landing. I don't want to dream about the left tackle not being good. Like, take that off our plate. Get that spot solidified. For me, anyway.
Yeah, no, I think for the offensive line, too, it's the most important position along the offensive line.
It is, yeah, it is. I mean,
I'm comfortable with it, but I'd like to be comfortable.
Yeah, you want to know that everything's good.
I thought Wanya Morris was okay there last year.
Yeah.
Like, I recognized he was a rookie and there was going to be a learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go, oh my gosh, get him out of there.
Right, exactly.
But I can understand where they're at, which is like, yeah, we saw some, but
and what's the future?
We'll keep looking because you brought in. I'd also like the truth serum on Juwan Taylor.
Yeah,
was he a right tackle all along? And you guys just let this possibility of a left kind of hang out there, but it wasn't really your intention from the jump.
Maybe,
which was fine. Mm-hmm. Like, so you spent a little more on a right tackle.
So what?
Okay, great. Now go find the left tackle. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like, okay, they did this. It didn't. Early on, they decided, and then Donovan Smith came in.
Right.
So if you just brought him in to be a right tackle, great. You overpaid a little bit for a right tackle, so be it. Because the left tackle was unsettled, and you didn't have to spend money there. Great, fine. Great. Now let's get that other side done.
But also,
it's more important.
What does it say about Lucas Niang, too? I mean, I got to feel like he's done here in Kansas City. Like, he's had an opportunity for many years now, right? He was COVID, right? And so you've had an opportunity for many years to go out there and grab a spot along the offensive line, and they're always drafting ahead of him or signing free agents ahead of him, and he's not really taking advantage of opportunities. I got to think his spot on the depth chart is probably in peril right now, maybe more so than anybody else on the Chiefs 53-man roster, because they're always seemingly looking to replace him. Now, they haven't found that guy quite yet, but man, how much easier would life have been? I mean, woe is me, three of the last five Super Bowls isn't enough for Bob Fesco, apparently, but how much easier would life be if Lucas Niang just took over that left tackle spot and went out there and grabbed that spot? We wouldn't be in this position. And I think that's ultimately what they wanted. They wanted to bring him and start him at guard and then move him out to tackle. And it just never has clicked with Lucas Niang, whether it be injuries, whether it be COVID, whatever the case may be. That's the guy that I really wanted to see years ago go out and become that left tackle, but he's never done it. And so why do I think he's going to do it now? Right.
Yeah. It feels like, I don't think he's a late bloomer in your,
I mean, my God, like, he took the COVID year off, right?
He was drafted in 2020.
Right, and then took that year off because of COVID. And so you got the counts.
21, 22, and 23.
But it counts. I mean, you're part of the organization in 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023.
Yeah, why would I expect that he's going to come
out? Why would
the
you
jump?
Expect him to go out there and earn it now? Yeah.
So Matt Ryan retired yesterday.
He did, yeah.
Signed a one-day contract to retire as a Falcon.
Right.
Nice quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised at this. You were probably surprised at this.
Right.
I mean, I know he did well. He's a quarterback, what have you.
This is well. He's the fourth highest paid player in the history of the NFL. That dude made over $300 million.
Yeah. When we go and go, well, how much did he make? Look up Matt Ryan's page.
$303 million. Right.
Let's just take it all the way out. $303,713,631 for his career.
Can you believe that?
In 16 NFL seasons.
What is it?
Holy bleep.
Was Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning are the only three that have made more, if I'm not mistaken?
Correct. Aaron Rodgers is number one.
Right.
Tom Brady's number two. Actually, Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Peyton's actually behind Eli.
Yeah, he actually is. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. Because Peyton played too early.
I think both of them did okay.
Yeah.
But
that's why they're working now. They didn't make Matt Ryan money.
Like, again, Matt Ryan was a nice quarterback.
Yeah. Nice quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. No, he never really won anything.
Not
going to
be a Hall
right?
of Fame quarterback.
Probably not.
And he's made the fourth highest amount ever.
Right.
In the NFL.
And I'm sure that will get passed over once we get to a spot with Patrick Mahomes getting paid. I would imagine Josh Allen, CJ Stroud, some of those guys that are probably going to, like, if they have the longevity, right, of Matthew Stafford, of Matt Ryan, if they have that longevity, they'll surpass him. I would obviously think that Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen are going to pass him. Maybe
Patrick
Joe
Mahomes
Burrow.
Currently 31st.
In the history of the NFL?
Correct.
Only 30 players have made more money in the history of the NFL than Patrick Mahomes. Isn't that wild? He's been in the
so
league
far.
7 years.
Yeah, so, far, yeah.
So he signed that one-day contract, right, and retired as a member of the Atlanta Falcons. This is something that I wish the Royals had been more diligent in doing over the years. I really think
The Hosmer one
is the one that really does
a little bit of sadness.
Yeah, it kind of sticks in your craw a little bit. Like, Hosmer should have been signed to a one-day contract to retire as a member of the organization.
Yeah.
Now, maybe Hosmer didn't want to, you know, with Dayton not being here anymore, maybe the dynamic has changed a little bit on that front, and maybe it wasn't something he was interested in, or whatever the case may be, or, you know, however things work. But when Lorenzo Cain did that last year, that was pretty cool, you know, to see Lorenzo Cain come back to Kansas City, essentially sign that one-day contract, and retire as a member of the Kansas City Royals. I wish Beltran would have done something like that. I wish Damon would have done something like that. I still wish Greinke will do something like that and sign a one-day contract, call it a career here in Kansas City. Because I think at times we forget.
Or does he have to if this is the last team he plays for?
Yeah, that is true. But it would be nice ceremoniously to honor him and do that kind of stuff. Because I still, as we talked yesterday about that jackass in Seattle who took down all the pictures of the championships, you've got to embrace that history. And look, when you're the Royals as an organization, let's call it what it is. There's not a lot to embrace. But there have been some really good players over the years that the organization should try to embrace. And Beltran, Damon, Greinke, Brett Saberhagen, you know, guys like that. But I also think anybody off of that, you know, 14 and 15 era team, the Royals should be begging those guys to sign those one-day contracts. Like, when Mike Moustakas decides he's done playing, which he may never decide. I mean, Moose just keeps on going, right? When he decides
just keep playing.
Right. Unless you're the 24-year-old seventh-year quarterback at Oklahoma State.
Well, he's got like 2 degrees. He's good.
But you're 24, man. Like, you're the creeper
off,
at the bar,
get
man.
Get off campus. I know.
You're going to Eskimo Joe's, and you're the creeper.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. But like Moose, they should like really encourage him to sign a one-day contract and retire as a member of the Kansas City Royals, right? Like, when Salvi's done, if he ends up going somewhere else to finish his career, he retires as a member of the Royals. I wish we could have gotten Alcides Escobar to do that. And, of course, obviously, Omar Infante. It would have been great if he signed here in Kansas City and retired as a Royal, or HDH, or anybody of that nature. Like, we've got that 14 reunion coming up next month where a lot of guys are going to be in town. Have all of them sign one-day contracts and ceremoniously retire together and celebrate all of them, because with this new wave of players that's coming in right now that's here in Kansas City, we need to remind them it wasn't that long ago, and Salvi was part of that team that won a world championship. There has been some success here in Kansas City. Hell, I wish Tony Gonzalez would have done that as a member of the Chiefs. Like,
That would have brokered peace too.
Yeah, I just don't know why we couldn't get that done with Tony Gonzalez. I don't think it's ever going to happen with Tyreek Hill. But no, he's still running his mouth. No. This guy's still doing shows and complaining about things. It's been 2 years, let it go.
He's mad the Chiefs gave Isaiah Pacheco the number 10. Did you see that one?
Oh, I saw that one. Yeah. Isaiah Pacheco has won more championships wearing 10 than you have.
Well, and Tony Gonzalez, 88, was out like the door 2 seconds later.
But I got over that years ago in the NFL when Will Shields retired and they gave 68 to somebody. I'm like, you can't do that. And they go, we don't have enough numbers. I'm like, oh, okay, I get it now. You give the number. Very rare instances like Len Dawson, 16. Patrick Mahomes is 15, will be taken off the board, but you retire names in the NFL, not number, because there's not enough numbers to go around. You start retiring numbers, you run out. I mean, it's the way it is. But I just wish we could do something like that with these 14 and 50, because it's cool. It really is. It's for the fans to do something like that, remind you of the good stuff, give you a nice day to celebrate one of the great players in franchise history, and you kind of go on with life. So hopefully we can do that more going forward.
All right, Brett Veach mentioned expectation levels for the left tackle position. They ain't forgetting about wide receiver either. We'll get to that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.